Hi, welcome to Women Writing Men. This is episode 43. This week we're doing King of Battle and Blood by Scarlett St. Clair. The goal of our podcast is to find the most attractive man in fiction. Do we have a contender, Mariah?
No.
You don't have to sound so excited. First thoughts. I feel like what we've covered in our first thoughts is that we do not have a contender here.
No contender here. I don't fully remember this book very which doesn't bode well for how well I enjoyed it.
Yeah, also doesn't bode well for the short summary you're about to do.
Did I have other thoughts? It was too predictable.
Yeah,
Like,
it
you could
was
see where
very.
that book was heading a mile away.
Yeah, and it was pretty dull as a result. Like, it wasn't groundbreaking on any
No.
front.
No. If anyone has like good vampire romance recommendations, we would love them.
Yeah, please. Like,
Because
I
we've
just.
tried a couple like that, I've already read the, big name ones.
Yeah.
Don't really feel like reading those again, but I would like a good one.
Yeah.
Like, vampires are a good concept, and we've read some books that just like took all the cool things and were like, let's not care about that
Yeah.
and be boring.
Yeah.
Remember the last one where they described the coffee table of the man who was somewhat of a vampire? Because that was what we were interested in. This one didn't do that.
Yeah, this one wasn't that bad, but it wasn't good either. It
No.
was just like kind of nothing.
So yeah, we're looking for one.
Yeah. And so the weird thing about this one is it literally in the front of there's a map in the front of the book, and I was like, you did the world building to put a map in, and then you wrote this? Like, it was just nothing.
It was nothing. It is a series.
I don't think it's gonna get better if it, the first book was this nothing.
Just that you can continue on.
Yeah.
Find out more about these two people whose names I do not know.
Okay, well, let's figure out what the names are so Mariah can do a short summary.
I was really trying to guess. I mean, I know that they live in olden times, so I was like, their names are probably like older names. That was one of my predictions about their names. What her name be like?
Her name's Isolde.
Yeah, okay, exactly.
Yeah, and his name's Adrian.
Okay, no clue. Never would have guessed, especially her name. Okay, here we go. Are you ready for all of the things I'm not about to tell
Yeah.
you? Okay, this is a book about Isolde, who is a female human. And her dad is the king of a kingdom. I only know that because I wrote that down and I read that. Adrian is the king of the vampires, and he is a vampire. And he meets her in the woods, decides, I will marry that woman. Dad's like, okay, as long as there's peace with the humans. And Adrian's like, okay. And then she goes to live with Adrian, and she's unhappy about it, I guess, but they also have insane sexual chemistry. I remember that.
Yeah.
And then, do I reveal, like, the reveal?
No.
Okay.
That's it.
And there's also an evil lady, right?
Yeah.
I don't know what she's actually trying to do. She's evil. I don't know
I
what her,
also don't
like.
remember what she was trying to accomplish with her evil, but there is an evil lady.
Yeah, I literally, that's it. I
Yeah.
can't say more.
Yeah. All right. That was great, Mariah. Thank you.
Aren't you excited?
So, yeah, jump into it. Chapter one. Okay, so Adrian, the vampire king, is called the King of Blood because he's a
Vampire.
vampire. And her father lives in like one of the kingdoms. All the kingdoms are at war with the vampires, I
Where the
think.
vampires are like, indestructible.
Yeah, and they're like marching on things. So the king is like concerned about that. Isolde is like, I think she's like in her mid-20s. That was the vibe I got. I don't know how old she is.
No idea.
But she's like, I'm gonna be single for life and I'm gonna become the queen. Like, that's kind of her ambition. But there's this guy who's like a commander for her father,
Killian?
Killian, who is trying to. He like wants to date her and they've slept together a bit, but then she decided not to date him and then he's like mad about it because he was like, oh, I want to date the princess. And
well, she got, it's because he rats her out to the king on her whereabouts and stuff.
Yeah.
So she's like, why would I hang out with you?
You're just a rat.
And he's pretty awful.
Yeah. No, he sucks.
Yeah. I thought, because, you know, he's the first man introduced and you've told us.
Yeah, that's supposed to be the guy.
And she did a good job of making it be like, yeah, it's not going to be that guy.
It's not going to be that guy. It was weird that he was introduced first, though.
Yeah.
Because he's, like, not good or interesting.
No.
And then I also wrote, he has a beard and they have history. And I wrote, her reasoning for not liking his beard is strange. And I don't know what, like, I didn't write whatever her reasoning was.
Sometimes we're really bad at that. Like, this is really weird. We're going to remember it. How could we remember it?
Yeah. So, yeah, there's some more world building stuff. There's, like, creatures around that are, like,
Zombies,
half vampire things.
They're called Strizga.
Yeah, I wasn't going to try to pronounce that, but good work. And they're humans that have died from the blood plague, because apparently there's a blood plague. It's kind of implied that there's just, like, a... like one
badness
of the,
in the land.
Yeah, and one of the gods, like, got mad, and so she, like, made vampires and then made all these creatures and is making things bad for humans.
Yeah.
That was the lore.
There was, like, religious stuff.
There was an elaborate religion and things, but yeah, that's
and
the
like
gist
some
of it.
Her maid, wasn't her maid really like, we need to pray to the gods?
Yeah.
And she's like, why would we do that? The gods gave us vampires.
Yeah, they're assholes. Yeah.
She's in the woods now. That's why. Yeah, that's why we're talking about this.
Yeah, so she like goes, she leaves the castle. Killian's all like,
You can't do that.
And then she like runs away from him. And then she immediately gets attacked by zombies, but she's very powerful and strong for a woman. So she kills the zombie thing. And then she meets who we will later discover is Adrian.
I mean, I said, obviously this man is the vampire king.
Yeah.
Did you have any doubt?
Yeah, I did not. It was obviously going to be him.
I described him because I thought that he
Yeah. I was described him as stereotypical vampire. So go ahead with his description.
He has an angled jaw.
Yeah.
High cheekbones. Straight nose. Blonde wavy hair past his shoulders. I don't know if is that stereotypical vampire to you?
It felt like a stereotypical vampire.
Full pillowy lips. Blue eyes rimmed with white. And then I said, aren't all eyes rimmed with white?
Yes, technically. Technically, that is true.
But did they mean, like, the blue, and then there was the white, and then there was the black, and then more white?
I don't know.
Okay, anyways, I was like, all eyes are, all pupils are rimmed with the color white, so. Anyways, that is him. He is intoxicating to her.
Yeah. Yeah, she has, like, a wound on her chest, and he licks it.
Which heals her. Does she know at this point he's a vampire? She must. How could he be doing these things?
She also, like, he's, like, using a kind of, like, compulsion on her.
Yeah.
To, like, let, so she allows him to lick her. The chest. But then later, it's, like, implied that that's not actually a compulsion.
No. Well, I wrote, like, in chapter 2, because I'm continuing on, it's like, she knows he's a vampire, but also that she enjoyed the encounter, even though he controlled her. He says he didn't.
Okay, yeah.
So he's saying, no, I'm not. You're just willing.
You're just really into me.
And that's what I wrote. She thinks he's put her under a spell, which I'm guessing isn't true. She's just super into him.
Yeah. And then these vampires also can't go into the sun still. But in vampire land, there's like a red sky that covers up the sun. So yeah. They're good. They can do things in the day in their own land. But they're outside their land, so then they still have to hide in tents.
Yeah.
Which I was like, that seems like an insane weakness. For like anyone to exploit, you just have to go cut holes in their tents
while it's daytime.
It literally is so easy. They're stuck there.
Why aren't they doing it?
Yeah, I don't know. Genuinely don't know. They wait till nighttime and then they're like, okay, now we attack.
I was a little bit here in this moment because we get some of his backstory. Like, he's literally going around like killing. Swords? What's the word I'm thinking
Swaths?
Of? Swaths? Hordes.
Hordes.
I combined those two words together. Like, he's killing so many humans.
Yeah.
And I'm like, why? It's one of those, I had the question of how are we going to get back to a point where we're like, no, we're okay with
him having killed many people.
Yeah.
Yeah. I was like, he just is, like, flawed. I don't know. Like, he's a little too flawed, you yeah. know, for my tastes.
And like, they try to brush it off. Like, they do explain, like, you know, she starts to question mm-hmm. the humans' intentions. And but, again, it's just this, like, oh, so the humans are bad, so kill them?
Yeah.
No.
Yeah. Yeah, no. And I was kind of like, maybe, because she kind of starts to suck, too. Like, she gets on board with him killing people.
Yeah, because she starts to believe that what he's doing is right. But I don't know.
I know. I don't know if I agree with that.
Yeah.
But
it's like, oh, people discriminate against me. I will.
Yeah.
Kill them?
Yeah.
I mean, I don't fully remember all the reasons why the humans are bad in the end. We'll find out. But I don't think it's enough to decide. Kill all whole cities of people.
Yeah. So chapter two, so something this author does that bothered me, she named too many characters.
Okay.
She named guards.
Okay.
Like this girl went through the gates and was like, these two guys are on guard. The author gave them names. And then she goes to the gate again and she's like, it's two different guys on guards. Now it's on this, it's this guy and this guy. And I'm like, why did you tell us the name of the other two guys? It was absurd.
Oh, that's funny. I found out I wrote her age. She's 26. You called it. You're right.
Yeah. I also wrote her age. And I was like, so presumably she won't be acting like a teenager. But there's also a detailed masturbation scene.
Yeah.
Because she was so into her encounter in the woods.
And she feels really regretful. Like, she's really mad about it. She's like, I hate that man. I hate that he made me want to masturbate.
Yeah. But then she keeps, like, getting interrupted in her masturbation yeah. by different things.
Yeah.
And I was just, like, not really into it. Like, I was like, just do the scene or don't. Like, I don't like her, like, her maid, like, comes and knocks on the door. Yeah. And she's like, do I stop? Like, and I was like, I don't like that you're thinking about keeping going.
It was very, I was uncomfortable. I wrote, are there no adult romance books that don't detail sexy times? So, like, why? Why do we always have so much detail? Why can't we? I mean, we did read one, but yeah. I hadn't read that book.
At this point.
But the episode 41 and 42.
Yeah.
It was an adult book, and they subtly detailed the sexy times, and I much prefer it. I just, yeah. I'm like, this makes me want to read faster.
Yeah, the problem with this one too is, like, I just don't want to read about her masturbating while her, like, pseudo-mom figure maid is directly on the other side of the door.
Yeah. Oh.
It just gives me, like, secondhand, like, ugh.
Yeah. But she didn't have it.
Yeah, no. So then Nadia comes and then we find out she's afraid of fire. And I was like, I wonder if her mom died in a fire. Like, I immediately knew that.
Did she? Is that what it was? Okay. I don't remember. I was like, obviously, because she's like, goes on this little internal thing, or maybe with Nadia, I don't remember. She's like, I don't want to marry a man. I love you. I love dad. Mm-hmm. And I loved mom, and that's all. Yeah. So I was like, obviously, like, you've got mom trauma.
Yeah, it's fine. chapter three.
Yeah, I also wrote down how Issy looks.
Yeah, because they described it, which is good, I guess. But it felt, I don't know, it felt weird. I had a weird time with it, and we can talk about it after. Anyway,
so should I describe
it? Yeah, go ahead.
Wide hips, big breasts, and thick thighs, but extremely fit because she has to fight and train.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, she said her waist was like, or one of her thighs was the size of Nadia's waist.
Okay.
I know.
So she's a large woman?
She's larger.
Okay.
She's also, like, of Islander descent, so she's, like, not white.
Okay. I didn't.
Didn't pick that up? No. Wow.
I knew she came from a different land, because she gets mad at her dad about...
They talk about, like, her hair's very, like, dark and curly and stuff.
Okay. Yeah, I only wrote literally her physical
body she's shape. A large woman. I wrote another character that was named and I couldn't figure out why he was named is Myron the Herald. It's like, why did you tell me his name? He doesn't matter. Just say the Herald. Yeah, so then they're going to meet the Blood King and she doesn't know who it is. And then she's like, oh my god, it's the guy. And then, yeah, Adrian talks to the king and he's like, I want to marry your daughter. And the king's like, okay, have at her.
I want to point this, yeah, so the blood, and like, basically the negotiation is, you will become a part of my kingdom, and I will protect you, but you must give me your daughter.
Yeah.
And the king, like, his options here are that, or let the blood king kill everybody.
Yeah. Yeah, it's not great.
I want to write that, say it, just because I don't know why I wrote it this way, but I wrote, she loves her dad, and her dad loves her. That is what is established.
Thank you for that note.
Maya. I have no idea why I added that. That is what is established.
Yeah.
So yeah, they love each other. Which maybe is like a, she's very mad at her dad for, you know, selling her.
Understandably, maybe.
Oh wait, actually, I've got it that Issy... Dad wants to reject it, and then Issy says, no, I will do it.
Yeah.
And then Adrian vows to protect her on her forever and ever.
Yeah, there's also, like, a weird part where, like, she's like, let me speak to Adrian alone, and her dad just lets her do that. Yeah. So they go into a room, and then they have, like, this sexually charged banter, and I was like, why is this happening? Like, why did the dad let this happen? It's just weird.
Isn't it in that conversation where he's like, you're gonna want me,
yeah,
and you're gonna beg to drink my blood?
Yeah, yeah. And
it's, or you're gonna beg me, you're gonna beg
to have
me drink your blood.
Yeah.
Does that happen by the end of the book?
I don't think so.
I don't think so. You have to keep reading.
You gotta keep reading.
I was like, obviously that's gonna be like real sexual.
Yeah. Yeah, clearly.
Oh, yeah, okay, so he promises to protect his vows, and he said, I'll never make another vow like this again. I don't make these vows. And she doesn't believe him, but again, I had a problem, because I was like, obviously it's true. I'm like, this is not interesting. There's no doubt in my mind
that he's
being sincere.
So it's weird that you're, like, acting like, as the author, you have to make it so that we believe...
We believe what she's believing.
Yeah, not him.
Yeah. Because we're in her mind.
Yeah.
But I was like, obviously he's going to make this vow. And it's going to be true because for some reason he loves her. Like, I didn't quite yet think, oh, it's because we decided to feel that. Like, I didn't quite know yet why.
Yeah.
He was doing this, but I was like, obviously there's a reason and we're going to find out about it. And we know this vow is,
yeah,
like, going to be. So it was kind of boring. It was just boring.
Yeah.
And that's all I have to say. We can go.
She thinks, she's like, oh, I can't be the queen now. Like, I can't be a solo queen because I'm married to a king.
Yeah.
And then some random guy.
Does he get named?
I don't think so. I don't know. But he's like, oh, it's cool that you're marrying him because you can just kill him in his sleep now.
Yeah. And I'm like, what's that going to solve? He'll be dead. And then the vampires will come and kill all of your people anyways.
Yeah. So, and then she tries to masturbate again. But gets interrupted by Killian.
Yes. I thought it was funny because she, like, does not like Killian because he gets so mad so quickly, and I'm like, that's you, girl. Like, she angers so quickly over and over and over again.
Yeah.
She assumes the worst in everyone.
Yeah, and then Killian's like, I'm gonna try to kill Adrian, and she's like, no, don't do that.
And then he, like, runs away to, like, find the camp to kill them, yeah, and she, like, goes to stop him.
Yeah, and then she meets some of Adrian's vampire friends.
Who are all just normal.
Yeah, Miha and Soren. And I wrote, there's a third one that I don't know the name of.
I didn't write their names. I just wrote, they all seem human.
Also, okay, this was a funny line. Like, this made me laugh. The author wrote, the sight of several fires over which a mortal man cooked. But they're talking about, the man is a chef, like, he's cooking over the fires. Mm-hmm. And I read it, and I was like, it sounds like they're literally cooking a human man!
That's funny. Did the vampires eat food or just blood?
They just drink blood.
Okay. So the mortal man's cooking for the other mortals who are there, like...
Allegiance, yeah.
Allegiance?
That's just a word I made up.
Okay, I think there is a word for them. The mortals who just hang about letting the vampires drink them.
Yeah.
We don't know it yet. So anyways, she's caught.
Yeah,
she's... By the vampires.
Well, yeah.
In, so... like, a not-caught way. They're just hanging out,
basically. Yeah. And they bring him... They bring her to Adrian.
And there's a naked...
There's a random human. Naked lady there. And then they have a sexually charged negotiation over whether Adrian should kill Killian. Then Killian shows up and there's more jealous confrontation. And I wrote, I'm tired. Because I think it's just, like, too... There's so much, like, possessiveness and jealousy in this. And I was so tired of it. And I was tired of it at chapter 4. Because, like, he doesn't like Killian because he's like, you guys have a history. And she doesn't like random naked woman because she's already jealous of him, even though she's kind of low-key thinking about killing him.
Yeah. Yeah, I wrote, she wants to kill him. He's aroused. She's aroused. But she also wants to kill him. He also says, so then, like, Killian and Adrian, like, have that little tiff. Mm-hmm. And then I guess, I don't know if Killian's gone now, but he says to her, all the stars in the sky are not as bright as my love for you.
And he's known her for, like, 24 hours.
And just had another woman naked in his bed. Like, it's not great look. It's quite confusing.
Yeah. Yeah. Chapter 5. She goes and gets ready for the wedding. Nadia gives her a dagger, which she hides, like, in her boobs.
Like, crack.
Between them. Yeah. Which is funny.
And someone smells. I'm assuming it's Adrian. I just wrote he right after Killian point, but I can't imagine that she's in this moment describing Killian's smell. No. So she must be... down the aisle.
Yeah, no, they...
Or did he have a little meetup with her before the wedding?
They have a little meetup because she finds out he can read minds and he starts calling her Sparrow. Ugh. And they make out.
Okay, so his smell.
Yeah.
I said this may have been the best one yet.
Wow.
I don't know why, because here's the smell. Crisp cedar forest in the morning. It was fresh and hit hard like a cold morning mist. Wow.
Get slapped by that scent.
And I thought... Can I say this description of his smell may have been the best one yet? I don't know why. I thought it was so good. I guess I really thought that she captured, like, his essence.
That is a real spell, like, as opposed to ones where you're just like, that's words.
Yeah. But. She did, I guess it was more of that, like, metaphorical,
yeah,
like,
yeah.
Imagery. Really good imagery.
Yeah. That was a good smell.
Yeah.
I'll agree it was a good one. I don't know if it was the best one yet.
Well, what is the best one yet?
I don't know.
Okay.
We don't keep a list of best smells.
So he smells good, and then they make out.
Yeah, yeah. So they make out, and then it's wedding time.
Wait.
Oh.
She also realizes that he can read her mind in this moment.
Oh, okay.
Because she says, I want him inside me. And I guess he said something... about how he knew that that's what she wanted. Which is just sucks. It would suck to be a person who can read minds, honestly. Like, it would be hard to marry someone who can read your mind.
Yeah.
There's no escaping. Can he read all the time, though?
I don't think she has, like, a powerful thought or something.
It wasn't like Edward.
Yeah.
Who could read minds literally all the time.
Yeah. Yeah, so her father gives her a music box, and then it's wedding time, and she's just really horny the whole time.
Like, yeah.
That's all her wedding is she's just insanely horny.
Yeah, and she's like, I'm not gonna sleep with him tonight, and I'm like, really? Really? Like, you can't resist him at all?
Yeah. Okay, so then the other thing is, so they have this wedding, and it's super sexually charged for some reason. Like, they do this, like, hand fasting ceremony thing, and, like, they, like, wrap a rope around their hands, and he's like, I'll keep this on hand for tonight, like, implying they're gonna do bondage later, and I was like, this feels insanely disrespectful to someone's culture.
Thank you. I wrote, it's just disrespectful to her and her family that he's, like, doing this during the ceremony.
I know!
Like, at least... her sexual charge was all in her head, and we just were reading about it. But he was openly like, ha ha, like, let's talk about the sex tonight.
Yeah.
During the wedding.
Which just felt really wrong to me.
And then she gets mad at him and spits it at him.
Yeah, I wrote she spits in his face, and I don't remember why.
Well, I just wrote because of all, about how he's, you know, being so disrespectful and sexual.
Yeah, why is he doing that?
That's what I said. This is what I don't like. He's evil and cocky, and then he apologizes. And I said, that is called manipulation and emotional abuse. It's like gaslighting. He's like, oh, like, I didn't mean it, babe. Like, you took it the wrong way.
Like, I'm actually in love with you. Yeah. So anything I do is because I'm in love with you.
Yeah. And I was like, this is manipulation.
Yeah.
Because you're doing terrible things and then sincerely apologizing, so it's okay.
Yeah. But it's not.
It's not.
It's not. That was so weirdly disrespectful to the wedding.
It was weird.
Yeah.
So I'm on chapter 6 now.
Yeah.
And I was like, I really hope that they don't consummate this marriage.
She goes to bathe before consummation time.
And I guess while she was bathing, I was like, please resist him. More because I was like, I'm just not interested in a book where lust becomes love over time. I just wanted her to fall in love with him and then have sex. Yeah. But I was like, if right now she's not in love with him, right now she's just horny.
And that's the thing. I can handle, too, like, if it's, like, they have sex a bunch of times, and then there's also things that happen that prove his worth, and then she's like, wow, it turns out I fell in love with him. But it just, like, I don't know, something about the, like, being so lust, and then they're also married, just, like, it's not my jam.
It's not my jam. I really was like, please resist him. Find out who he is.
So, yeah, she hides the knife, which was, like, still in her boob crack.
In her bedroom? Because is he going to come to her room?
Yeah, okay. She, like, hides it behind the bed. And then he shows up and they get right into it, but then she stabs him, so they stop.
Well, they're right into it. They don't have sex yet. They're just, like, foreplay.
Yeah.
Well, I guess it depends on what you define as sex.
They get pretty into it.
Well,
it's not like they're just, like, kissing a little bit.
They're not
bit.
Kissing, no.
They're going pretty hard.
He is eating her out is what he's doing when she stabs him. That's what I've written down. I was trying to avoid it.
See, and so then they stop.
Because he's been stabbed.
Yeah. And then, later, she wakes up, and then they have sex. And I was like, this book has the weirdest fucking tone. Like, the tone shifts are, like, so strange. Like, because as a reader, you're like, if you're into this, you're trying to get into it. So then if there's a stabbing midway through, you're like, okay, I'm not into it anymore. But then the sexy time just picks up again, and it's weird.
Like a little nap.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay, you're ready to go now? Like, it's like I wasn't even ready before, because they got into it way too fast.
Yeah. She says she enjoys it, but hates herself for enjoying it. I say, why does he call her Sparrow?
I wrote, I'm so confused by their actions.
And then I said, so apparently the sex is a power struggle to see who controls who. He controls her, and now she's going to prove that she controls him through sex. And they both prove that they both like being pleasured by one another. Honestly, I'm disappointed. So sex is over now. And then I wrote, I'm like, okay, the sex is over. She's given in. Where are we going now?
Yeah.
Like, we're in chapter 6, and I'm like, usually in an enemies to lover, there's a bit longer of, like,
before they give in.
The lover part.
Yeah.
Because the whole thing is about enemies to, and I'm like, now they're lovers and enemies. What? Where does a book like this go?
It felt really, like, the emotional stakes were really all over the place. Yeah. Like, she's just like, oh, I'm sleeping with him, but I feel so bad about it. Like, it didn't feel like she had real turmoil over it.
No, because she just...
Because she just gave in immediately.
Immediately. I, like, in chapter 7, I said she has no willpower about the sex.
Yeah.
Zero. She, like, thinks about it afterwards, like, oh, man, he's my enemy. Maybe I should stop. Here, back in the room. Oh, he's back!
Yeah.
Quick, get my clothes off!
Yeah, so chapter 7, he's taking her back to Revica, which is vampire land, to teach her how to be a vampire queen. And then Nadia shows up. Kate, how is Nadia? Are they still at?
They're still there.
They're
leaving now. She's okay. About to, like, they're leaving the castle tonight. So Nadia comes, like, for a final goodbye, I guess.
And she's like, how many times did you stab him? But then everyone in the castle, because she's so loud when she has sex, that everyone in the castle knows that she had a good time with him. And she's, like, upset that everyone knows this. And it's just, like, so awkward. And I'm like, can you just be quieter about this? Like, I don't know, man.
You really think you would, like, given that she's in her home with, like, all her people?
I know, at least
she's... Like, even take away the fact that he's their enemy. but also just, like...
In general?
In general, you'd think you'd be like, oh, I want to be quiet about this.
Yeah. I don't know, it's just really weird. Like, rando people just know that she had a really good night with her new husband. And then they're like, she's betraying us. And it was just, like, weird... I don't know, it was weird vibes. I didn't like the, like, shame vibes around it.
Yeah. And then I said that Adrian is being a good husband. Don't know what he's doing.
He brings out two horses called Midnight and Shadow, which seem very stereotypical for horse names.
Okay. And implies that there's more to the story about vampires that makes them not as villainous as she thinks. Dun dun dun.
Also, a guy, a general of Adrian's, Darok, is introduced.
Okay.
Chapter 8.
Yeah.
I wrote, she dismisses a guard named Nikolai, who I should probably know, but I don't, even though she named so many guards. And then Soren, Isaac, and Miha show up, who are Adrian's pals, and they all ride together.
I only wrote about Soren and Darok. Soren and Darok are, like...
Their thing.
A thing. I wrote connected. I don't know if that's the word that she used, because that's an odd word to use. Soren is much more casual. He's going to be the one who provides the inside scoop of vampire life.
Yeah. She calls Adrian a monster and it hurts his feelings.
And then Adrian also, like, teaches her that the other monsters... Because the other monsters are actual monsters. And they're not, like, humans think that all the other monsters plaguing the land are, like, the, like, minions of the vampires. And he's like, no. There are enemies too. We are also fighting those monsters.
Yeah. Her own people from her land
come and attack
the vampires, and they think, like, they're like, you're a traitor, you're a bad person. And she's like, why are my people attacking me? Oh, don't they understand my father did this for our people? And she has a whole, her worldview is changing. Yeah.
She's watching this attack, and she sees that the vampires are not actually, like, trying to kill them.
Yeah, like, the vampires are just, like, trying to defend.
Yeah. And then I said, is this a huge human corruption that's been going on? And then I did think that these people are being dumb. But I didn't think it was this huge, big human, like, big corruption and secret blah. I just thought, they're idiots. they
Yeah.
Because they're, like, calling her a traitor. Like, they came to kill Issy.
Yeah.
And they're like, you betrayed us. And I'm like...
What would that even accomplish?
Yeah, what would that accomplish? And why did she betray you? She was forced to marry him.
I know. It's weird.
And I also am like, I get that everyone wants her to kill him, but I don't know what that accomplishes either. Because now he's dead, and she's the human. Like, she's not going to become queen of the vampires because the man she murdered...
Is dead now. Yeah.
They're gonna kill her.
Yeah.
And then they're gonna kill all of you.
And then they're just gonna proceed with what they were doing.
Like, it's dumb. I thought it was so stupid. But then they defeat the humans, and then Adrian kills them all anyways. And I was like, well, what was the point of not killing them during the battle? And I didn't write it. This is another one of our flaws. I wrote, they kill everyone, even those who surrender, which we both know. We're not into that.
No, we don't actually endorse that.
And he has reasons, which I think he probably said, because I don't agree with his reasons, I said.
Whatever they were, don't agree with them.
But he does promise to bury them all.
Great.
And he's like, but don't worry, babe, I only make promises to you, so you know I'll follow through.
Thanks. Then they find a village full of people who've been skinned. Alive, which is not alive, they're dead, I think.
Well, were they skinned alive, killed
and
them?
And then they died? I don't know.
Okay.
But Killian is there, because he's, like, investigating the village full of people who've been skinned. And Killian just accuses her of, like, he's like, you liked the sex, so you deserved people attacking you. And I was like, this is such weird shaming. It's meant to be building the internal conflict, but I don't like it because it's so, like, obvious, like, he's wrong. I don't know. It's just icky.
Yeah, I just wrote Killian's an idiot.
Yeah. And then there's the reason people are skinned is there's some sort of magic thing that is making that happen.
And the vampires treat those dead people respectfully, too. And I said that's the second time. I did say that he has been doing some things that are, you know, better since they've left the human world.
I guess.
I guess respectfully burying the dead is great.
He also, has been asking her about her life and stuff, which I guess is, like, oh, he's getting to know her.
Oh, and he sends, like...
He sends people to go protect her dad.
Yeah. And I was, like, I wrote at this point the book is very telly, and I don't remember why, but I think it's just, like, anytime they talk about her internal shame, it's just, like, she is feeling internal shame. Mm-hmm. And you're like, oh, okay, thank you for telling me that.
And then he gives us some backstory about Dragos. Was that one of the humans?
Yeah, he's the bad guy who died. He was, like, the king before the vampires showed up.
And the human story was that King Adrian went there and killed
him.
And his pregnant wife.
Yeah.
But
he
in Adrian's version, his version is going to be that in Adrian's version, Drago offered up the pregnant wife to spare himself. And then what, did Adrian kill her? I don't know.
I don't know what happened, but Dragos was doing bad things, is what Adrian's saying.
And like, it was secret, and so the humans didn't know. And I said, his version is going to be, like, Adrian's version is going to be the truth, obviously. And I said, I would rather it not be. I would rather that there was something in the middle. Because no one's ever fully objective.
But Adrian is. So don't worry about that.
I said, is Soren a dude?
He is. I like that you didn't figure out that was a gay thing until just now.
I don't know why. I don't know if he was never he.
Yeah, or if I didn't pick up on it.
I'm like, and then I said, all I said is, Soren a dude? She wanders the camp and hears lots of vampires banging.
Yeah.
And vassal is what the word they used for humans who get blood drank from their bodies.
Yeah. And then so she finds Adrian drinking blood and she gets jealous. And then she's like, I'll never let you drink my blood though, because that would be sacrilege, which is weird because she doesn't believe in gods. But then they bang.
I still don't know Soren is a dude. I find out in chapter 10. I question it in chapter 9. And then I confirm it in chapter 10.
So then she meets the naked lady from Adrian's bed.
Saphira.
Yeah, and I wrote, she seems pointless. And she was.
She thinks she's all that.
Literally, her whole purpose was so that Issy would have someone to be jealous of.
I don't understand what I wrote here. He finger bangs her while they ride their horse surrounded by his army.
Yeah, no, they do that.
But then I said, oh, never mind. He rode the horse ahead. Oh, I understand. Like, they rode ahead.
Yeah.
I thought it was, like, he finger-banged her while he was on one horse, and she was on the other horse. So that was less obvious. And I was like, how is that less? That seems like much more.
So just so everyone understands that, Mariah thought that the two main characters were on two separate horses. Adrian's riding much further ahead, and then, I don't know, extendo arming back.
Some of his special vampire powers. Really long fingers. Grow at his command.
Everyone, I'm crying. Okay.
But that was not what happened. They just rode their horse ahead together on their one horse of the army so that they could finger bang in private.
Yeah. Okay, so the line that really bothered me for some reason. It was when she was getting mad at Saphira, which is before the finger banging on horseback. But she says, I was bred to be a queen, just as I was bred to dispose of things that bother me. Will you continue to bother me, Saphira? And I was like, what do you mean you were bred to dispose of things that bother you?
What a random thing to say.
I know. And then again, like, before the finger banging incident. Soren points out that Issy's cries of pleasure could be heard for miles. Like when they had banged the previous night, and I was like, what? Issy, stop doing that. Yeah, so then...
I have some more Dragos stuff.
I don't care about it. We're skipping it.
Okay. And we are also at their town, at his kingdom now, where there is no... The sky is red.
She makes him promise to stop drinking from Saphira. Yes. That's really important.
He agrees, and they bang some more.
So yeah, then they're back at the castle. They're back at his home castle. She learns that Adrian only turns people into vampires if they're useful to him, so I guess he's the only one who can turn people into vampires.
Yeah, like the only one.
Yeah.
Everyone else just drinks blood and can bite people and nothing happens.
Yeah. So yeah, they come upon a village that also got hit with the skinning magic. The people got skinned. And Issy gets attacked by a little girl.
That's possessed like a demon.
Yeah.
And then they say everyone in the village was killed by the little demon girl.
Yeah, and I wrote, she meets Yurik, a healer. Does he matter? Probably not. And then people greet Adrian, and they're all like, yay, our guy is back. We love him so much.
And most of the people are mortal because he doesn't turn
everyone into vampires.
He also says to her that their coupling was more fate than she knows, that it was written in the stars.
Wow, I wonder what that could possibly foretell. He says, you don't like me because I'm different. And I was like, that is 100% not why she doesn't like you. Like, I thought that was an insane lie.
I mean, it's the gist. We're different species, which causes me to be a murderer.
Well, okay, actually, I wrote the whole conversation. So he's like, you don't like me because I'm different. And she's like, no, I don't like you because you're murderous. And he's like, I know what I am. Can you say the same? And I was like, what on earth is that response?
Isn't that emotional manipulation again?
Yeah, like, it's so weird.
He's, like, turning it right back on her. I'm pretty sure that's, like, gaslighting.
Yeah, I don't know. I didn't, like... It was stupid, because he's, like... Because it's, like, well, she knows she's not a murderer, at the very least.
I pondered of whether she would become a vampire by the end of this book, because obviously we know where that's heading.
Yeah, she's gonna... Yeah. Chapter 12, though?
Yep.
We meet Anna Maria, who is Adrian's cousin. She's a girl. And Issy is, like... And so we're getting a lot more hints where...
Oh, well, I mean, this is my first time where I've declared in my own head, this is where the story is going. Can I say it?
Yeah.
I said, she is his love reincarnated.
Yes. She's his love reincarnated. Because, like, Anna Maria is, like, Issy's like, he could have married anybody. And Anna Maria's like, no. Only you.
And then she starts having deja vu.
And, like, remembering things.
Yeah.
Their
bodies are comfortable with each other as if they've known each other for many years.
So they go to this party thing, and Issy is like, what could I do that would be the most disrespectful thing? Like, she asks Anna Maria or something.
That? Why would Anna Maria answer?
I don't remember who she asks, but, like, she's like, what's something disrespectful I could do? And they're like, he's waiting to dance with you. So then she just dances with some random guy, and that guy is like, I'm gonna be killed. Like, he is like, please don't dance with me. Like, I understand, like, that she's trying to be, like, she's trying to make waves in the vampire world kind of thing, but it just feels really rude to the guy she dances with, because he's, like, a librarian, and he's like, well, I guess my king's gonna kill me now. And then this other, okay... So she dances with this librarian who's nice. And then this other guy who's just like a leader of some sort is like, dance with me. And she's like, how presumptuous of you. So then she stabs him and Adrian beheads him. I was like, God, you are never going to accomplish anything if this is your response. And so then he says that her dancing with librarian guy made him want to fuck her. So then he's just like, yeah, I'm possessive. Like, he just says it, and I'm like, I guess he's honest. So there's that. But the guy that was beheaded was some other guy's son, and so he's mad about that.
Yeah.
Obviously. And there was an attempted coup at her homeland, so her dad's in trouble, but he's coming to their land because of her coronation or something.
Yeah.
And then she has a weird bath dream.
Wow, this is all in chapter 12.
Yeah, it was like we had been lovers for a lifetime, okay, that's she right. thinks to herself.
Yeah.
And then the sex is too romantic in the dream, so she stops.
Oh, that all in a dream.
Oh, no, it's maybe too romantic with him in real life.
I think that's in real life. Yeah. I wrote a big paragraph just about that.
Okay, go ahead. Tell me about it.
So they start to bang, but this time it's more like lovemaking rather than the conquering one another. And she panics, tells him to stop. He is crushed, and he's worried that he's hurt her. Like,
yeah, in like physically.
Physically? Okay, I can't remember. She says no, but he leaves dejected, and she knows she put a wedge between them that she needs. And then I said, this dude, I guess I probably forgot his name. This dude just needs to make her believe the truth about the vampires, but he's letting her find out in her own terms, which I guess is a better way. It's the more loving way, rather than forcing it on her. And she would probably reject it anyways. She needs to be ready to hear it. Look at me, changing my tune. Because I guess at the beginning, because I guess, like, it's that, I mean, there's the multiple layers of it. We already know whatever he's going to tell her about the vampires is going to be true. And yeah. They're not going to be evil.
Yeah.
We just don't know what it is yet.
Yeah.
But we just know it's coming. So that's part of it where I'm like, just tell her. But I also understand why it makes sense for her to learn it when she's ready.
Yeah.
It's just not, we should be learning it then too.
Yeah. Yeah. Like we shouldn't know at this stage.
Yeah.
Chapter 13.
Yeah.
He says, you can come do court things with me. Like Adrian lets Issy come to court with him. And she's like, I want you to stop attacking humans. And he's like, no. I was like, why did you let her come?
He says, though, that in time she will beg him to invade the human lands. Yeah. Like, not...
I hate him.
And I'm like, what? Why? Like, so vague and confusing. No explanation as to why. I do not like this. If you want her to come to her own understanding, let her do that. Don't drop weird half-truth bombs.
Yeah.
And be like, you'll beg me to kill your human soon.
Yeah, it's so weird. Also, this part made me laugh really hard. So there's this guy who, like, tries to offer his daughter to Adrian.
Yeah.
As, like a prostitute or something. I don't know. Like, basically, he's, like, trying to sell her in order to become a vampire. And so Issy is like, that's really wrong. I don't like that.
Yeah.
So she kills him.
Yeah.
And then she's like, your daughter is going to be my friend now. And the daughter is like, good with it.
Yeah.
But I was just like, what an insane thing for her to expect that girl to be like, yeah, I'd like to be your friend. You killed my dad.
And then she also, like, so, like, I thought this was funny because this is all happening, like, at court or whatever. So I don't know if it's about the same dad, but she tells a mortal king that Adrian should invade the mortal lands immediately.
Yeah.
Because the king was going to give Adrian her mother's old lands.
Yeah.
Which I don't remember. Do you have more of the context?
It was like that guy. So he was like coming to be like, you can just have my lands.
Yeah.
And then she was like, oh, he invade, like, he kind of, like, conquered my mother's homeland. So, actually, vampires should invade him and, like, kill them all. Which I was like, that's fucking insane. Why is she being like this?
I know. I was like, literally, you're already allowing Adrian to kill humans when you said you would never let him do that and that you were going to fight for that. I was like, what?
What is your goals, even? Like, it didn't make sense to me.
And then Adrian's, like, really horny now because he's like, look at that. Look at my wife.
Telling me to invade human lands.
She did such a good job. She can't let she beheaded a dad.
Yeah. My wife beheaded a dad today.
But she's like, uh-oh, he's falling in love with me. I gotta get away from him. So she says, don't visit me at night.
Yeah.
No more sexy times.
And I wrote, so chapter 14 starts with a classic masturbation scene. And I don't know why it was classic, but I wrote
it. Because it happens so often.
Yeah, I guess in this book it is.
And she has a lovely dream of their past life. She still doesn't think that she's reincarnated from old her. I'm like, come on, girl. She has a dream about their past life where they masturbate together. I'm just assuming it's past life at this point. But I'm like, obviously this is past life.
Yeah.
And like her dreams are happening in places she hasn't been to yet. And then she'll go to them the next day and be like, hey.
Weird.
Weird.
Yeah.
But she's not like putting anything together.
Yeah. So then she goes to swim in a pool in the gardens. And I wrote Jessalak, whoever the fuck that is, finds her there.
I wrote boring stuff. She goes skinny dipping. Creepy vamp. I didn't give a name.
Yeah.
Creepy vamp watches. She eats breakfast.
She goes to market. Adrian is going to send Miha, Isaac, Soren on assignment. Anna has a lover. Blah, blah, blah. Yeah, Anna's gay too. Anna Maria is gay as well.
She's starting to realize how consensual vampire life is.
Yeah, because it's implied that Soren was changed into a vampire without his consent.
Mm. By Adrian?
I guess.
Because he's the only one who can do it.
Yeah, I don't know. It's weird.
Okay.
So, have we talked about the witches?
A little bit.
There's witches.
And Dragos. That was the backstory I was going to say.
I know it was. I was just like, we'll wait till we get here.
Dragos told the world that witches were evil.
Yeah.
They were not.
They were nice.
They were good. Yeah. But he killed them all.
Yeah. But there was one witch named Ravenna, Dragos' witch, who ratted out all the other witches.
Okay. And she was evil.
And she was evil.
But most of them were good. And she keeps seeing this woman.
Yeah. In mirrors and stuff.
Yeah. At this point, I thought that the woman she was seeing was her old self.
I thought it was too. And then it wasn't.
It wasn't.
It was Ravenna.
But I was like, it's obviously her. Because I just assumed that she wouldn't look the same.
I know.
Every reincarnation.
Yeah. Because this woman was white with red hair.
Yeah. But she did, I guess. Does she look the same every
day? I don't remember. I wrote, Adrian stabs a guy in the eye, then is like, I'd like to be alone with my wife. And he's like, I stabbed him because of his thoughts and he thought you were a whore. And she's like, he doesn't have my sympathy now.
I did write that. I was behind you. Okay, yes, that happened. There's also a mist coming around the land.
Oh yeah, there's a crimson mist.
And when it touches vampires, it turns them into worse vampires.
Oh. And does it skin people? Is it doing the skinning?
I don't know. Okay. I just wrote, not good news. After everyone leaves, after the stabbing, mm-hmm. she confronts him about hiding his past, which he is doing because she is his past. He's also very interested in witches. Was she a witch? I question. I think she was.
She was.
And then he tells her that his weakness is Issy and that Ravenna is likely coming after Issy specifically. Mm-hmm. Chapter 15. She was a witch.
Yeah.
Oh. Isolde was burned at the burning. This is why she fears fire so much.
Oh.
How did I not put that together sooner? She goes to the library.
She goes to the library and discovers the librarian having sex. The librarian's also gay. Everyone except her is gay. I wrote, there's some burning rite orgy happening.
I wrote, I wrote, they're having sex in public. Where are the children? The children just walk around seeing this?
I don't know.
Or is it children from 12 to 3 every day? There will be orgies in the hallways. So you will be in school or whatever.
Yeah, go to your room. But she sees Adrian with Saphira and she gets really mad.
Why would he be with her? And then I wondered, is Saphira with her? I was trying to figure it out. Well, I was trying to figure out, what's the point of Saphira?
Yeah. You'll never find the answer.
Because if she was Ravenna, it would have been
yeah, but no.
No.
She was just an annoying woman to be jealous of. So then Issy finds the portraits of the witches.
And then I'm like, oh, Issy is Yesenia.
Yeah.
I also want, someone puts a seed of doubt in her mind that Adrian is the one who actually released the red mist so that she would have to get closer to Adrian.
What? Okay. Yeah, Jessalak says that, I think.
Yeah.
I don't know. I wrote that he found her and he's mad, but I didn't write anything else.
This book is bad.
Yeah, it is. It's like all this thing, these things are happening and they're not interesting.
No.
Chapter 16.
Adrian calls himself a monster now, but before he was mad when she called him a monster.
And then she gets attacked and she meets Ravenna in the forest.
And then I was like, ah, darn, I'm wrong about the reflection because
this is the ginger woman.
Yeah. So she's been seeing Ravenna in the mirrors.
And I wrote Ravenna was possessing Ciro. Who is Ciro? Anyway, Ciro gets all crazy and attacks her.
And Ravenna is like, I know you. And yeah. I wrote, it's clear that once Adrian feeds from her, she will remember her past life. I don't know if, I was like, obviously that's what's going to happen. Or if...
if they told her that's what's going to happen. Yeah, I don't know.
Oh, yeah. Then Ravenna disappears and a noble's there. I was much better at not naming them.
Yeah.
A noble. And Soren comes and he saves her.
Yeah, because Soren can turn into a falcon. That's a fun fact about him. And then she has, like, this vision of being locked in a cell with Adrian, and so it's implied that, like, back when the bad things were happening last time with Dragos, he got locked in a cell and they were torn apart and sad.
And for some reason, the librarian's back and he tells her that Issy's mother's people have been enslaved.
Yeah.
She's gonna be mad.
Yeah, she gets really mad and blames Adrian for some reason.
Well, because she says he knew they were enslaved.
Yeah.
And he says, but there's an order of things that you don't understand. And then plans must be upheld.
And then she goes to his room and finds Saphira in his bed and she's extra mad. And I'm like, well, I'm pretty sure she just went there like Saphira did. And so she finds him in a meeting and tells everyone in the meeting to leave. And they do. And I was like, I hate her right now. Like, that's so inconvenient to all these people.
Okay, what else do I have here?
But yeah, so he did know that her mother's people were enslaved. Yeah,
which I...
And he's like, it wasn't a priority. And I'm like, yeah, it's not really.
Well, I was like on board. I agreed with him. He made a good argument. He said, plans must be upheld. We can't just save the people closest to us first.
Yeah.
Like, if it doesn't make sense in the grand picture of ruling a kingdom, it can be on the list, mm-hmm. but we might need to secure this place before we can secure this place, whatever. And he said, I must make plans and do the best it is for all, even if it means pain for some longer. And I was like, you know, I think he's right there.
Yeah. So then she tells him about how Saphira's in his bed, and he's like, I'll send her to the dungeon for 3 days. And I was like, I'm kind of surprised he didn't just behead her or something. Like, that's what it feels like they would respond with.
And then they decide to bang, even though he was midway through a meeting.
And then I said to myself, I think that there is either sex, masturbation, or a sex dream in every chapter. We have not talked about it, but at this point I'm like, I think that something
happens every chapter.
Which maybe that's the point of this book. Maybe the author was just like, you know what? I know what people want is to read sex.
Sexy vampire time. And
And I will just provide.
Yeah.
And not really care about anything else, because that was going on a lot.
And then they get interrupted in their mid-meeting sex.
Because
Cell Sarah has been attacked. And I was like, which I guess they expect me to know where that is.
It's where Anna's girlfriend is. Lives in.
And I was like, oh no, like I care about Anna's girlfriend who I've never met.
You know what's funny? Is it funny or embarrassing? I cried though.
What? Mariah.
I said, I shed a few tears when they go to tell Anna because Anna breaks down onto the floor, which makes me sad. I don't remember doing that, but I did it.
Okay, and then Adrian's like, send the ones that can fly. And she's like, are they all falcons? And he's like, no. But it made me laugh so hard at her being like, are all vampires falcons? Yeah, he shows her the burning rites, so I guess he's not, like, really caring about, like, he's, like, sends some people to sell Sarah, and then he just proceeds with his life.
Yeah, they're going to the last night of the burning festival.
Yeah, and he says, I miss you, and yeah. I was like,
And then he says that the burning was the worst night of his life because Yesenia died, because he has told her Yesenia was, like, his former lover, I guess.
And she's, like, jealous of Yesenia.
And she's like, I can never be Yesenia to him. And we're like, yeah, you can, because you are
You are her already.
And then she, like, she watches the Dance of the Witches, and it was very thoroughly described, I think.
Yeah,
it
was really intense.
This is so boring.
And then she gets poisoned.
Yeah, and then he locks everyone at the dinner hall.
Yeah, and she like, comes into consciousness 3 days later.
And they all have been locked in there for 3 days.
The stench of urine and feces was so strong I almost vomited. And I was like, why would you do that to your own house?
And he kills two people that were in there for questioning his authority.
Yeah.
And I'm assuming those two were not the ones who poisoned her. I'm just like, that would be too convenient.
And she's like, whoa, Adrian's a god. He can do anything he wants. And I was like, he's so terrible. And then he, like, gives her, like, a food taster to make sure she doesn't get poisoned again.
I wondered who the food taster was. I was like, is this an enemy? Or, like, is this,
he's, like in chains.
Okay.
So he's clearly disposable.
Okay.
And then her father shows up, and I was like, I was like, I can't believe that her dad's showing up when this insane thing has just happened, that he kept everyone locked in that room for 3 days, and her dad just walks in like, what?
And she's, like, really stressed, because she's like, I can't pick between my dad and Adrian, like,
yeah,
but I'm not gonna be able to choose, because dad wants me to, you know, fight for the people, and I want to fight against the people.
Yeah, because then she's like, she asks her dad if he knew about her mother's homeland being enslaved.
And he's like, yes, yeah, but they aren't your people, so it's fine. And she's like, heck no.
They are my people, yeah.
But I also say, because at this point she says, I used to think my dad was a good king because he was really good at hiding his feelings, but now I'm not so sure. And I'm like, why? Adrian hides his feelings all the time.
He lies about things constantly.
Yeah. I'm like, what has made you change your mind about this? Your husband is constantly hiding his feelings from you.
Yeah. I wrote, Killian runs into them fucking in the gardens.
Yep.
So that's cool.
These chapters, when you read it like this, is like, what is happening? There is literally no flow. It's just like, boom, boom, boom. Boom.
Yeah.
Anyways.
Like, yeah, one second we were with her dad, and then the next second they're fucking in the gardens and getting caught by Killian.
Yeah. And now she's reading Yesenia's journal and sees how much Adrian and Yesenia love each other. So, duh, she is Yesenia.
No, she's like, Adrian doesn't love me because yeah, he loves Yesenia.
Well, yeah, and I'm like, duh, she's Yesenia.
Yeah. And Adrian was loyal to Dragos. Like, Adrian was like one of Dragos's guards, and then he got whipped defending her, and there's just a string of lines here. I wrote, she goes to banquet, she's hot. She goes outside, Killian is there. She goes inside again. She gets danced around by some naked women. She watches her sisters die in the past, then watches Adrian burn her to death. What? Oh, she watches Adrian watch her burn to death. Yeah. She, like, gets a vision of the past.
Okay.
I don't know what about the naked women dancing around her. Do you have more?
I'm looking. Like, this book is so confusing, and I'm like, I didn't write any of that down, so I'm like, what am I writing down?
Yeah.
Okay, so she asks Adrian what she is to him. Yeah.
Yeah.
And says she hasn't thought this in a while. But then I, like, did the math. This is my, like, little personal thing, because she's, like, thinking, like, what am I to him? And then she's like, I haven't thought about that in a long time. And then I, like, figured out the span of the book, and it's been 16 days.
It's been a long time.
So, like, she thought it 6 days ago? Like, that is not a long time ago. And I always wonder why authors do that. Why, like, can't more time have passed?
Because they forget to make time pass.
And then I said, she's dumb, she knows about Yesenia, and is mad at Adrian, and she has decided to keep it from him and to turn against him and use his kingdom to rule on her own because she wants to spite him for loving and avenging another. She better figure out she's Yesenia. Dad says it's deplorable that people are doing sexual acts in the banquet hall. That must be the dancing woman. And I agree with Pops. It's fine to do sexy acts. No reason to do it for everyone to see. It's like Voyeur City, but not everyone is a voyeur, which is way non-consensual. But Adrian says they choose to stay and watch when they could leave. I don't know how I feel about that. Killian points out that Adrian and Issy love each other. Why did it have to be him? But obviously it's true. Issy is just so slow on the uptake. So I'm thinking Yesenia created Adrian as the first vampire so he could fight against Drogos and evil men. I can't imagine there is another plot unfolding.
Yeah.
And then she has the vision of herself, yeah, as Yesenia.
Chapter 20?
Yeah. Last chapter, guys. Can you believe it?
It's finally here.
And what happened?
What?
And did any
what
of it make
is
sense?
Happening? None of it makes sense.
What an idiot.
She's like, I know about Yesenia, and is all mad at Adrian about it. And he's like, I can explain.
And she still doesn't think she's Yesenia. It's so dumb.
And she's like, shh, make love to me first. And I'm like, no, can you fucking explain it, please? Because she's so stupid.
He admits he's loved her forever and that he is cursed.
And then she asks him to drink from her for some reason.
But she wants to make love before he tells her everything. So sex interlude on the way, I said.
Yeah, so sex interlude. And then she's like, drink my blood. And I was like, I don't understand why she's doing this. Like, nothing has changed in her internally.
Yeah.
She just is like, oh, okay.
The lust is back.
The lust is back and it's time to do it.
But then, the curse is revealed.
Yeah, he's like, I'll die if you die if I drink from you. And then she's like, never mind, don't drink from me.
And then I said, obvious solution is to just turn her into a vampire.
Yeah, and then she's like, who knows? And he's like, four people know. Anna Maria, Duroc, Soren, and Tanaka, some random guy who's like his herald or something. And I was like,
but you already said the herald. Oh, it was the herald you said
that
earlier.
That was different. That was her dad's herald. Oh, okay. Anyway. And I was like laughing because I was like, well, we trust three of them and then there's one random guy. I wonder who's going to betray you.
That's funny.
Anyway.
And they decide to do it.
Yeah, and now she knows who she is. She figured it out, finally.
Well, she didn't figure it out. Isn't it that she drank his blood and...
Yeah.
That's what Ravenna said. We are going to get all the details for the end of this book, but the series won't be over. Oh, darn. Oh, I was wrong. It was actually a goddess that made him a vampire.
Yeah. And then she determines that Anna Maria was her best friend in her other life. And I was like, oh, good for you.
He made a deal to avenge Yesenia, and the goddess turned him into a vampire, and somehow this involves Yesenia, and somehow Adrian knew she was Yesenia right away, and the curse required for her to love him but the goddess thought that wouldn't happen, which is dumb because they loved each other once, and why did the goddess add this to the deal at all? Adrian just wanted vengeance. I don't get it.
Yeah.
Yeah, why did the goddess reincarnate her?
I don't know. I thought she just reincarnated naturally.
Okay, maybe you're right, because, like, in my version, it doesn't make sense. It's like, turn me to a vampire to avenge Yesenia, and then the goddess is like, ooh, and I'll reincarnate her. Just for kicks.
I guess that's the, like...
Except for, she must have, because she put the curse on it.
Yeah, I don't know.
I don't get it. I don't get it.
Yeah. Then, she immediately... She's like, knows. No one can know about that.
And then literally goes
and tells her dad immediately.
Well, she's like... You can't kill him without, like...
Killing me.
Yeah.
And then he's like, well, that's a that's a sacrifice I'm willing to make. He doesn't decide that at this point, but he does later. Yeah. But
I was like, obviously, that's what he's gonna decide.
But she gets crowned as queen.
And then the red mist is here.
Yeah, the crimson mist is here.
And Anna's vessel has become one of the possessed monsters. They run away. Killian helps Issy. Issy knows Ravenna is after the book, which was mentioned earlier, but now... Mm-hmm. It's important.
Mm-hmm.
So there's a chaos everywhere. Everyone's running around and she's like, gotta get the book. Yeah. And then Pops comes and tries to kill her.
Yeah.
So she kills Pops.
Yep.
Honestly, kind of sad because if they weren't under attack, she could have tried to explain. She says her dad built a web of lies, but I just don't think he knew. He only knew about the enslavement of those people. That's not a web. That's just one lie.
So yeah, she kills her dad, right? You said that.
Yeah, he's dead. And somehow Adrian knows. Oh, because she remembers who she is. Like, Ravenna mm-hmm. is here. And I guess they're having a conversation. And now that she remembers everything, Ravenna, like, also now knows that Adrian is, like, you know, weak and vulnerable. Because Ravenna knew about the curse. And I'm like, why didn't you guys do this? Like, it's so stupid.
Well, no, there's a traitor. And that's how she found out. And it was the guy.
Oh, was it?
Yeah.
Okay. I missed that.
Okay.
They
said there's a traitor, and I was like, I wonder if it's that one guy who is the one not trustworthy guy. So maybe they hadn't revealed who the traitor is. There just is a traitor, and that's how Ravenna knows about Adrian's weakness.
I mean, I did agree. It was Tanaka. I said, Ravenna knows about one of the people that Adrian trusts most is a traitor. Is it Anna, Soren, Duroc, or Tanaka? We know the least about Tanaka, which probably... Oh, interesting. I thought it wouldn't be Tanaka.
That is interesting. Maybe we gotta read the next book, find out.
Because I thought in my head, but I think that's my hopefulness of, like, author. It'll be way more interesting if it was Anna, Soren, or Duroc.
Yeah.
Than it would be Tanaka, because we all don't know him.
Yeah, he's not in, yeah.
But to take him is the easy, boring route, which, based on
this,
that's where they would go.
Yeah. So yeah, she kills Ravenna, right?
Well, she throws a knife at her.
Yeah.
And so we're like, is she dead?
She's hopefully dead, but it stops the crimson mist. I said,
it seems unlikely that she's dead.
Yeah. But yeah, so I think that's over. The fight is over.
Adrian reveals that he calls her Sparrow because, you know, of their history. Mm-hmm. I don't like her outlook. Well, I said more. She says she isn't the queen of the greater. She is the queen of the greater good. I don't know what that means. But the problem with Dad was he didn't know what was good. You can still rule for the greater good, and you should. That's what I wrote, and it really doesn't make any sense. That's why I paused. And then I said there's a cliffhanger at the end. She wrote a book about dark forbidden magic on how to raise the dead. Yesenia. Mm-hmm. And Ravenna has it. And I guess Ravenna isn't dead.
Yeah.
The boring end.
Yes. Also, they burn her father's body. And I wrote, Killian is just there for some reason. Like, he's just standing there. And I was like, why are you a character? Like,
why were many of them characters?
Right? So yeah, guys, that was...
boring.
King of Battle and Blood by Scarlett St. Clair. I don't know if you could tell, but we just hated it.
Yeah. I already feel like this is going to be like a poorly...
Yeah.
Poor podcast. Like, we didn't... Okay. Have things. We just were like, this happened, this happened, this
well,
happened.
We laughed really hard that one time.
But that didn't even happen. We laughed at my version of what happened.
So, Adrian, he feels like a Callias.
Yeah.
Yeah, so.
I agree. That's exactly what I was thinking.
So, Callias is...
Like, he literally thinks he's doing good in the evil he's doing.
Yeah, so
Which was very Callias.
Callias is at 17.
Who is sexier? Or more attractive.
I just felt nothing towards Adrian, which was crazy. Leeds also killed... He killed his actual girlfriend. We could also put it... We could put Adrian down by Kian the Immortal.
Who's Leeds? Is that the drowning
from,
man?
Yeah, okay. From Layla.
Kian the Immortal? That's mm-hmm. the other vampire.
Yeah.
All of these people are so hard. I feel like you could put him anywhere between 17 and... 21, and I'd be fine with it.
Oh, and Kian the Immortal was really trash. Like, he was so boring.
He was so boring.
And Adrian was, like, actively gaslighting her.
But there were moments where I thought he was smart.
Yeah, he could go up near Callias. But Callias was, like, better.
Callias was better.
Above Kian the Immortal?
Or below Kian the Immortal.
Kian the Immortal was worse.
Okay.
Or was he? He was boring.
He was boring, but he wasn't... All his intentions were actually good, Kian. They were just boring. This man was boring and had bad intentions that he said were good intentions and good intentions that were good intentions. He was a complicated man. More real.
Yeah.
You like realness.
Yeah, I do like that. Below Mac Flannery, above Kian.
So, that means that Adrian, the Blood King... finishing his journey with us.
Yeah.
At spot 21, right?
Yep.
Out of...
26.
26. Yeah. Sitting right next to the other vampire that was not a vampire.
Yeah. Yeah, you're gonna have to be a little better of a vampire for that.
For listening to us not enjoy a book today.
Thank you so much. Check us out on Instagram. Hit us up on whatever social media. We have, which is not a lot, it's just Instagram.
It's Instagram.
Patreon.
If you'd like to support.
Leave a review if you just want to. That would be cool.
And check out our website for all the books we've read.
And the rankings, if you want to check the rankings.
Yeah.
And yeah, thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye.